Hello everyone, welcome back to Yo-Kai Legends. I'm your host, King Kappa, and today I'm going to talk about entities that can be summoned in the dark. First, Surubebi, the Well Bucket Fire. Next, Hitodama, the Human Soul. After that, Amabiko, the Three-Legged Sea Primate. And finally, Hiderigami, the Drought Spirit. So, let's get started. Season 12, Episode 9, Spirits and Dark Rituals. Surubebi, the Bucket Fire. The Surubebi are tree spirits that show up in dense forests in the night. They appear as blue orbs of fire that can move around tree branches, dropping to the forest floor and floating back up into the trees. This yokai's translated name comes from the way they move around. Sometimes, the Surubebi can take the form of a human or even a demonic face, but they do not pose as a threat to humans. It is believed that the Surubebi is closely related to another yokai called Surubebi Otoshi, a giant disembodied head of a human oni or tengu. Hitodama, the Human Soul. The Hitodama are the human souls that depart from the host's bodies. They are usually active during warm summer nights, usually around graveyards and other dark places of recently deceased people. Rarely these creatures take form when someone loses consciousness. It floats around off the body until the host regains consciousness. Fortunately for humans, the Hitodama are completely harmless and don't hurt humans. Amabiko, the Prophetic Sea Monster. The Amabiko is a furry, three-legged ape-like sea monster that emerges from the sea to deliver prophecies such as the Amabie. During the first half of the 19th century, Japan experienced a lot of epidemics said to be caused by evil spirits. The Amabiko and Amabie are not the only yokai that can deliver a prophecy. Ox-like creatures like the Hakutaku and the Kudan also deliver prophecies of unknown events. Hiderigami, the Drought Spirit. The Hiderigami are hairy, child-sized female humanoids with one eye, one arm, and one leg. They live deep in mountains and are incredibly fast. And as crazy as this sounds, all Hidarugamis are female yokai. These hairy beasts originated from a goddess in southern China. The origin of these creatures are recorded in some of the most oldest and ancient records in all of Chinese history. When the Yellow Emperor fought Qi Yu, a warlord, he summoned an all-powerful goddess named Batsu to help him. Fortunately for the emperor, he defeated Qi Yu. However, Batsu was unable to return home due to her using all of her power. Unsure of what to do, the emperor banished the goddess to a faraway mountain and forbade her to return. Batsu's fate was unknown. Either she gave birth to the Hiderigami, or she transformed into the Hiderigami due to her being corrupted. Thank you for joining me for Yo-Kai Legends. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram for the latest post. Until next time, I'm King Kappa, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye!